Good morning, everyone. It's the 14th of April, Saturday morning, 2018. Regardless of how long a person has lived, often their experiences in life have an impact on the way they view the world. Is that not true? A person who is born in China, in that particular culture, Red China I'm speaking of, whose worldview is shaped by Confucianism and Buddhism and Eastern mysticism, oftentimes views the world much differently than someone who grew up in the United States in what is called the Bible Belt. Okay. Those who hold to strange things to us that are not based on the Bible, things like reincarnation and holding to some of the old mystics and pagan philosophies in the Old Testament, we see the same thing occurring. The dichotomy between the pagans and those who were the Israel of God. The pagans held a different worldview, didn't they? They worshipped, they were they had many gods. Many, many gods. They were not looking at the world through the eyes of a one creator God. And we know that many today in modern humanistic educational organizations often hold a anti-theistic view of denying a God. They look at everything from a humanistic secular viewpoint. Now, both can't be true. Both views cannot be true. Truth is truth, whether one holds to it or not. In other words, if a person, let's just set forth this presupposition that if God doesn't exist, if that were a fact, if God did not exist, whether I believed it or didn't believe it wouldn't alter the fact that he didn't exist. The same presupposition holds true if God does exist. Whether I believe he exists or not doesn't alter the fact that he does exist. Okay. And so, how is truth revealed? That's the question. Many have sought the truth through history, looking at history. Many have sought the truth through reading books. I have a friend of mine who has literally thousands of books. And he'll tell you that his social life and his friends are his books. So that many seek truth through reading what other people say about it. Those who grew up in countries of the Muslim faith, Islam, will say their truth resides in the Kabbalah and Allah. And those who grew up in Native Americans will tell you that their truth lies in the worship of their pagan gods. How is it that one person can hold one thing as the truth and another holds something that is in total, is totally contrary to what the other person believes as the truth? They both can't be true. You cannot hold that the universe is controlled by many, many gods, and that the universe is controlled by one God. You can't hold both truths simultaneously. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, it seems our society, our culture, especially the Western culture that we've been brought up in, through education, have altered the absolute nature of this fact. They believe that you can hold many views that are in contradistinction to each other and at the same time, it's an impossibility. You know, if I were to tell you, if you ask me, how old are you? And I told you, well, I'm not sure how old I am, but I'm going with the fact that I believe that I'm 35 years old. And then the next day you ask me, how old are you? I said, well, I'm 64 years old. I was born December 27th, 1953 in Kansas City, Missouri. And you said to me, well, yesterday you told me you were in your 30s. You believed you were in your 30s. I go, well, I still believe that. Now, I know that sounds preposterous, but many are just as preposterous in holding one thing. For an example, I'll give you an example. Many say that they believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And then when you start asking them particulars about what the Bible says regarding, for an example, the fact that the Bible states that we've been chosen in Him from the foundation of the world, that He has predestinated those who He foreknew. And those that He predestinated, He also called. And those He called, He also justified. And those He justified, He also glorified. If I started talking to you about those great doctrines of election and predestination found in the Bible, and you say, I don't hold to that. Well, you can't hold both positions. You can't say you do believe the Bible when the Bible teaches those things. Now, you could put a waiver on it. You could say, I believe part of the Bible. You could say, I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, but I don't believe in the doctrine of election or predestination. I don't believe that God created vessels of wrath fitted for destruction, even though that's what the Bible tells us. But many will just flat out lie and say, I believe the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, when in fact they don't. They don't believe it. They don't believe many of the things that Christ himself taught. I've heard people say that Jesus Christ was the greatest teacher of all time, but they didn't embrace the things that Jesus Christ himself taught. So this morning, I'm just doing a little review of how people come to believe certain things. Many people hold erroneous views about themselves. You know, they believe that because of what society has taught them, that they control their own destiny. That they have power of choice. And because they have power of choice, because they have mental faculties, that their brain is an instrument that puts them in charge of their destiny. Now, it's not hard to dispel that, is it? You know, when someone starts going down that road about the fact that God has given us choices and that we control where we spend eternity, how many times have you gone by a church and you look up on the church, you see a sign and it says, where will you spend eternity? Well, it's a good question. Where will you spend eternity? But then, have you ever seen a sign that says, where do you choose to spend eternity? That is wrapped up in a lie, is it not? Where will you spend eternity? We don't control where we spend eternity. That's out of our jurisdiction. We don't control our own destiny by our own decisions. The Bible, if you hold to the Bible now, the Bible tells us in Psalm 110:3, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. He is over the decisions and the will of all of his creation, including Lucifer himself. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, the size of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Isaiah 14:12-15. Well, many have rightfully acknowledged that there are really only two religions that have ever existed. One is based upon the works of man, and one is based upon the work of God, grace. All religions outside true Christianity require that their followers must do something in the form of works. Conversely, the true Christian faith proclaims only absolute sovereign grace of God in his or her salvation. Christ constantly rebuked the Pharisees for their works-centered religion and told them that they were of their father the devil, and the works of their father they would do. Now, Christ was a better teacher on election and predestination than anyone else. and you only have to read the 6th, 8th, 10th, and 17th chapters of John to see that Christ was the most adamant teacher on the doctrine of election. That ever was on this earth. But then, since we've had many teachers that have denied Christ's teachings, haven't we not? And put the destiny in control of man's own choices. They call it the doctrine of free will. Well, I hope this gives us pause to think this morning about what we believe. We can't hold contradictory views about a subject and hold the converse view about the same subject at the same time and be rational human beings. It's irrationality. That's the height of irrationality. The gospel is clear. You know, it's very clear. He that spared not his own son. You know, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us. We know that he works all things according to the purpose of his own will. And we know that for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he also called, to whom he called, he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? God bless you this morning, is my prayer.